when I was 10, I went to the Hall School. Yes. I think you were probably there before that.
I went when I was 9. So you must have come the next term.
And then the next term, Mel came.
Yes.
Because I know that she was a new girl one term after me. And she was very frightened because she'd never been to a school before. She always had governesses at home.
Yes.
And I sort of rather took her under my wing because I knew what it was like having been to countless new schools all the time, being a new girl. And I sort of wasn't going to let her...
So funny, I remember her hair, which she had dead straight and a little frizz at the end when she had it permed. Do you remember that? And for a long time, I thought it was just natural, the way it curled like that. I didn't realise that it was, the end bit was permed.
Well, the photograph, I've got several photographs of her at school with the little fringe.
Yes.
And
then that lovely photograph she brought
in. Yes. Swan Lake.
Yes.
Well, we watched Swan Lake last night, actually, on the cinema.
Do you know, I meant to watch it. It was on television.
Yes, a very long version of all four acts, which is quite unusual. Right. They quite often miss out the first act.
Yes. No, it was an interesting school, and our little lunch we had before Christmas with Suzanne and Mel.
Yes, that was super, lovely, wasn't it? Lovely. And I was so pleased to see Suzanne again because although she wasn't my sort of closest friend, I mean,
no.
Mel, you and one or two other people I was sort of close to. But I always liked her very much. I mean, she was very pretty, wasn't she?
She was very pretty.
Yeah. But I remember the things we got up to. I mean, I remember that we were all in the Roosters with 25 beds all pushed so close together that when the inspectors came round, they had to remove some because there wasn't enough space sort of legally between the beds.
Oh,
and
it was so cold.
It was so cold. Oh. And we used to tell each other ghost stories, which I suppose happens at every school.
Yes.
And getting to bed with each other to keep warm because it was so desperately cold.
Oh, it's so cold. And girls now can't realise, because all their boarding schools now, they have, I mean, they sometimes share with one other girl or something.
Yes, they have their own shower rooms and things, don't they? And we had to go miles to wash freezing cold passages.
Yes.
What about the pranks you used to get up to at school?
Tessa and I were both sort of rolling mavericks, and we weren't actually going to sort of fit in.
Couldn't say that again, but Tessa was very maverick.
I was always being told how unpublic spirited I was, but Tessa took it one bit further because you accepted a dare, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I did. Yes.
Exactly. Tell us about it in your own words, because I may have got it slightly wrong.
Well, it was. We slept in a little house because there wasn't room at the Hall School for everyone to sleep there. So we slept in a little house at the end of the village, which is called the Old Rectory, which I frequently pass now. And the little lane up to it was a muddy little lane with lots of cows wandering up and down, etc. And when we had finished our mock O-levels, the whole bet was that this other girl and I would run up this hill with nothing on. On the way to bed. Which we did. We had to wear gumboots. In those days we didn't realise gumboots were slightly kinky at all.
Nothing on except gumboots.
The gumboots were there purely
to protect you from the cow shit.
Yes.
The funniest part of it all was the headmistress rang up Jess's mother and said, "I'm sorry, we didn't have to expel your daughter." So she thought the worst, you know, wasn't actually pregnant or something. And she said, "Well, what's it done? What's wrong?" And the woman said, "Oh, it's too awful. I can't tell you over the telephone."
But you were only found out because that
was one of the reasons of the bet.
Funniest thing that ever happened.
Who was then head girl that we should do it in front of her. She immediately reported this to the headmistress.
She was a nasty piece of work.
Oh,
I didn't like her.
That head girl was idiotic.
But the real laugh in the end was
that they wanted you to be...
To be a governor, yes, exactly. When we came back to live in Somerset, I met someone at the party who was a governor of the school, and I said, "Oh, funny, I was there." I said, oh, well, you really, yes. And, I mean, you're magistrate, aren't you, etc. So I said, yes. And he said, well, you're the sort of person we want as a governor. Would you think about being a governor?
So did you tell him?
No, I didn't. I very quietly backed out. I thought poor old Miss Brooks would be spinning in her grave if I became a governor.
Things would have come to a pretty pass.
I know, I know.
Perfect example of overreaction.
Yes.
Two large fish and chips.
Yep, thanks. Come on.